This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, folks, let's do this. To get to the rest of the really important COVID news in the next segment that's longer, because there's a lot of it here and it's very important. But I also wanted to get to a few of these clips we haven't gotten to that are just amazing. Let's play this clip. It's clip two. It's despite high vaccination rate, COVID is surging in Ireland. And then I've got some graphs in Ireland, and I've got some graphs in Vermont, of all places, here in my stack that we'll go to here in a moment. But the more injected you are, the higher rates of COVID you have, the higher rates of hospitalization, and higher rates of death. You know, that reminds me of what I meant to start the show with today, but I got distracted by just how much news I've got in front of me. I have talked on air, obviously, to most of the big, prominent, well-known, prestigious scientists and doctors that have been speaking out against the COVID tyranny. But now there's so many speaking up. It just, I learn about hundreds of new ones every week that are prominent. They've been having a lot of big conferences around the country and around the world. And when I meet these doctors in person, or I have them on the show and I'm talking to them, during the breaks, I can punch it up and talk to them when they're on Skype or Zoom or on the phone. They're like, Alex, we all know you're right. We know they cooked it up and released it, and the vaccine's the cover for, you know, the further depopulation. They're releasing new, more powerful weapons. And all the healthcare people we know. And basically 90% of us are awake, but people are scared to be fired or lose their license. And, I understand that not everybody's Dr. Zelenko or Dr. Merritt or others, but or Dr. Fleming. And I really respect all these prominent scientists that are coming out and doctors. But we're going to have to admit what's really going on, or we're going to lose society. Because I understand it's hard for the public to get their mind around this, but the scientists and doctors and prestigious, Dr. Yidan, the former head of Pfizer, said it is a depopulation weapon over a year ago. So that's the reality. Here's part of that report. Despite high injection rates, COVID is surging in Scotland, in Ireland.
The way it's gone into communities, like, we all seem to know somebody who has COVID, yeah.
Waterford is mirroring the COVID situation across Ireland at the moment. Extremely high vaccine uptake, but stubbornly high infection rates. Local man Tom Gallagher nearly died from the disease. He spent 66 days in hospital, twice on a ventilator in ICU, before being allowed home.
Because people think that the vaccine is the full metal jacket, like, you know, you have total immunity. But obviously you don't, you know. Who I pity is the grandparents who are still living at home, who are worried sick of getting these things, of getting this virus. You know, because, it's the vulnerable people who are still dying, Stephen. People who have underlying ailments, you know.
In a city famous for its walls, the vaccine hasn't been a barrier to high infection rates.
A pretty staggering 99.5% of all adults over the age of 18 here in Waterford are now fully vaccinated. That's the highest vaccination rate in Ireland and thought to be among the highest anywhere in the world.
Okay, let's just stop right there. And then it goes on that they have the highest rate in Europe. And then the places that aren't doing the injections have the lowest rate. So let me show you some of these graphs here that I've got in the stack to deal with this. Because this is a big, 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 big deal, ladies and gentlemen. They know this. And then the public can't get their mind around it. And that's Stockholm Syndrome. Just like all the clips out of Canada, out of the U.S., out of England, out of Australia. Oh, with premiers of major regions, like Western Australia last week, saying, we don't know why the hospitals are at record levels, why everybody's so sick, why they can't breathe. They don't have COVID, and they've been double-vaxxed, because that's what ADE is. We'll go to break. We've got that clip from Australia for you. I got so many clips, but that one's really important. I'm probably going to play that clip every day for a while, because it's just all right there in your face. All right, folks. Oh, they're now bombarding children on Sesame Street saying, be protected, take your shot. But it doesn't protect you. In fact, the British Medical Journal says you're twice as likely to get COVID if you've had the vaccine, because the vaccine is a more serious form of COVID, as Dr. McCullough said in studio Friday.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
So, if you just joined us, I played national TV out of Ireland, where they're almost 90% injected. And just like Israel, Israel has the highest COVID rates in the world. But after them, for a major industrialized country, Ireland has the second highest COVID rates and COVID deaths and COVID hospitalizations. I just played that. Part of that newscast for you is posted at InfoWars.com. But let me show you this. This is from the CDC's own numbers. Vermont is the most vaccinated U.S. state, and Vermont has the highest COVID rates in the United States. Gibraltar, Singapore, Israel, Ireland, whoever's the highest injected has the highest rates. In fact, a month ago, Maine was the most injected, and they were number one in the U.S., but now Vermont passed them to over 90%, and they have the highest rate and the highest rate of hospitalizations per capita and death. Gee, it's like I'm not a chemist, but if I went out in the garage and I just scooped some powder out of some weird container and took it, and died, you know, while I was dying, I'd probably figure out that was poison. So here you go. I mean, for TV viewers, radio listeners, just go look it up yourself. Vermont and Maine have the highest cases, and they're the highest injected in the country. That's the reality of all of this. This is modern warfare. Now, I played this on Friday, and I played this on Saturday, and I'm playing it again now because it's so powerful. Here is the premier, the governor of Western Australia. That's the name of the province. And here he is saying, we don't know why we've got record number illnesses, and the hospitals are just full. You see this stack right here, your TV viewer? That is a five-inch tall stack, probably 200 articles, every one of them a public figure dying or having a heart attack after the shot. And stacks of news all over the world, mainstream news, of the countries taking Moderna or Pfizer or J&J, all having blood clots and cancers and heart attacks and strokes and the rest of it. And, quote, mystery illnesses filling the hospitals at levels never before seen, but the people don't have COVID. This whole stack is that. Look at it. Whole stack. Heart attacks and everything. Maybe I should just spend a couple seconds just showing each headline to you. Because I read all these articles, and it's backed up by the studies. But, again, the average person can't believe, because they're so domesticated, that they're being hit like this. And I've used this analogy 1,000 times. Out of the Pacific Ocean, they come across the Galapagos Islands that had never had humans on them, at least not in modern times. And there were these big, stupid, flightless birds, bigger than turkeys, had more meat on them than a Christmas turkey, hopping around. And you could walk right up to one and hit it on the head and eat it and kill it, and the others wouldn't run away. That's why you have the term, don't be a dodo. Dodo didn't exist until they started calling them dodos, meaning stupid. You know, the sailors go, that's a dodo. And now you hear, don't be a dodo, because a dodo didn't run from a dog, wouldn't run from a human, wouldn't run from anything. And so the dodos were all extinct in a couple of years. And I think we should really change the world's flag to a dodo bird. Because, you know, people wrongfully say that ostriches stick their head in the sand because they're scared. No, they have really good ears, and they can listen to vibrations up to a mile away. Ostriches are actually amazingly smart birds. They're not sticking their head in the sand because they're scared. That's Americans. Or that's liberals. That's leftists. That's people that Stockholm syndrome and go along with things. They're dodo birds. They don't have any survival instincts. They have nothing. It's very sad because they're then organized into groups that come after our freedom because they think they're going to get freedom as soon as they submit to the system that they see as their mommy giving them little treats. But it's not their mommy. It's the New World Order. So here is the premier of Western Australia just puzzled. Gee, what started in the last 6 months over there that's causing just all these mystery illnesses? And you go to the Australian news. I got like five articles in the stacker out of Australia. Think I'm just saying that? I better go through this. There's five articles on that Australia in here that talk about the hospitals being full over there with lungs filling up with water, blood clots, heart attacks, and they keep saying, we don't know what it is. It's called ADE. We had a bunch of scientists on a year ago, year and a half ago, saying it was going to happen, and now it has. So let's go ahead and play the premier of Australia there in Western Australia.
Look, our hospitals are under enormous pressure. This is the same in Tasmania, South Australia, New South Wales, Queensland, and Victoria. Enormous pressure. This has been something no one has ever seen before, the growth in demand in our hospitals. Why it is hard to know, except that there is some evidence that some sort of delayed reaction to COVID, but there is huge numbers of people coming through the doors. So we're doing everything we can to try and manage.
So we had Dr. Peter McCullough in studio, a very respected research scientist and heart surgeon. He's a leading expert from Dallas, very respected Fox News analyst, Fox News guest. And he said on air Friday, he said, the COVID vaccine causes the same thing COVID does, just worse in a certain percentage of people. The viral video with 700,000 views, needs more than that, is Dr. Peter McCullough issues emergency warning, vaccine-created spike protein is deadly in the human body. You want to warn people? Just the first 5 minutes of it is a great boil down. That's what we do. We take an hour and a half interview and put the best parts of the first 5 minutes, and then we show the unedited video from front to back, the interview. Sitting right there Friday, showing the peer-reviewed studies on air, where this is happening, and they know, they admit the vaccine's causing the heart attacks and myocarditis and ADE. And he says, as bad as all this is, when the boosters come in, which is happening, it's going to be 10 times worse, which happened in Israel and England. They've suspended the boosters in Europe, but you don't hear that on your news. You're just told you're a kook. You're crazy. Don't ask questions. I saw a Jimmy Kimmel video from Friday this morning. I'm going to play some of it when we come back. And Jimmy Kimmel looks straight at the camera and he says, look at these idiot, you know, sports people. They say that they're doing their research before they take the shot. And the crowd's told to laugh. He did research. He read the back of the container. They just want us mindlessly like a bunch of idiots going off the edge of a cliff. So here is the head of the UFC, who I just really admire now more than ever. He's always been a libertarian conservative type, Dana White. He's a trailblazer, and he's one of the first people, hell, 10 months ago, to reopen areas, and he left Vegas because they wouldn't let him have events there. He says, we're not wearing masks. We're not making people take shots. This is BS. And he's saying, this isn't America. I'm going to defy this crap. And that's what it takes as leadership, like you see it in Out Burger. I don't go to In-Out Burger. I don't eat a lot of burgers, but I'm going to go to In-Out Burger now. They got some in Austin. Got some good burgers, as they say in the Big Lebowski. But we've got to support these people. We've got to stand together and say no and not just collapse like a bunch of slaves. Here it is.
First of all, since we came back and started doing full crowds, every event we've done has been a sellout, including Madison Square Garden. So, you know, going through the pandemic the way that we did, finding solutions to problems, you know, instead of hiding, was the best thing that we've ever done. I mean, our business grew exponentially through the pandemic.
You think you sent a message to the country by saying we're going back, we're not going to hide, we're going to lean forward?
I hope so. I mean, I hope that's what happened. But you know, my intention was to take care of my people. You know, through the pandemic, we didn't lay off one person, we didn't cut anybody's salaries. Everybody got their full bonuses that year, and all my fighters' contracts were kept.
You're in a city that told a bunch of firefighters get vaccinated or go home. Firefighters, cops, sanitation workers. What about that vaccine or drop dead attitude?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. Well, you know, my fighters can get vaccinated or not. We're not forcing people to get vaccinated.
It's a great interview. The full interview is on Infowars.com. We'll be back, though, with Sesame Street.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We are back live. And coming up, I'm going to get to part of an 11-minute Jimmy Kimmel attack on anybody that questions these experimental shots that have killed and maimed so many people and the whole surveillance, cashless society control grid that goes along with it to monitor and make sure we've taken all our good big pharma experimental shots. Imagine if somebody told you 20 years ago they're going to bring in a world government with a world ID with little handheld computers that tracks everywhere you go and what you do and then make you take experimental injections. Well, you would have been listening to the Alex Jones show. You would have known that. I was saying it, but you thought it was crazy, and I understand why you thought it was crazy, because that's hard to believe. But now Klaus Schwab's on TV saying next they're going to put a microchip in you. Oh, and by the way, now the Davos Group announced they're going to start now, that this year, through the FDA, spraying nanotech chips that become part of your body without you even having a choice in it. It's a transhumanist revolution. Dana White refuses to mandate COVID vaccinations for UFC fighters. This is a free country. You do what you want. But the statement is, oh, but you're going to hurt me if you don't take it. Really? So you need me to take a shot because you won't be safe unless I've taken the shot. But even when you take the shot, it doesn't protect you from COVID-19 because it's not an inoculation. Inoculations work. It's a gene therapy. I mean, it's just incredible. It's all over the news. Like, I got in the hospital after I took the shot. I thought it protected me from COVID, but I was in the hospital 2 weeks later. Hey, stupid, the shot gave it to you. It grows the same spike protein in the injection. Not my opinion, a fact. But here's a key article. People don't know the special fund exists. People pay zero claims. Feds have paid zero claims for COVID-19 vaccines and injuries and deaths. Zero claims, because they don't tell you. And I've been making this point the whole time. They have the vaccine damage fund set up in 86. Billions have been paid out. Hundreds of millions a year. You got to jump through a bunch of hoops. They make your damage and what happened to you secret so you don't scare the public. And here, when people try to approach them when they've died or their families have gotten sick or families had a bad reaction, and they just say, sorry, this was an experimental injection, so it's got liability protection, but it's not under that law because it's not even a vaccine. See, it's this no man land. Just like they said, oh, it's approved for 5 and up. They said a few months ago, it's approved 12 and up. Now it's approved by the FDA in 2026. They say the studies are done in 2026 and it may be approved then. All of that is a lie, ladies and gentlemen. So, that's where we are. I'm going to go read the article at ZeroHedge.com. It's also on InfoWars.com. It's very important. Remember Ice Cube reportedly leaves Sony? Oh, hell no, after refusing COVID vaccine last week. Love the name of the movie. He's like, oh, hell no, for real. Well, now it's Emilio Estevez leaving Disney's Mighty Ducks series over vaccine mandate. And that's what got Emilio listening to me 20 years ago, was guest on about tainted vaccines. And then he introduced me to his dad and his brother, and the rest is history. But I'm know him pretty well. He's a really nice guy, really smart. He's a big director, made a lot of big films, not just the Repo Man. So a good guy there. They're saying, oh, you don't take the shot, you can't be part of this production. And a bunch of other big individuals have been leaving movies where they're told you must take a shot to be part of this show. What a cult. What a group of rapists. Oh, this is some really sick video. and photos. We'll get to it next segment. Axis of Evil, Dr. Fauci and Hillary Clinton cozy up during funeral of Colin Powell, who was fully vaccinated and died of COVID, hugging each other, just loving each other because they've been longtime globalist depopulationists. Another study reveals dramatic decline in all three major vaccines in just a few months to the point of not even working at all. Unvaccinated troops now threatened with losing all their veteran benefits. Hell, they're threatening to take your house in Australia. Don't take it. Boy, these are really nice people. No, it's all about the power to do whatever they want when they want. Newsmax has backed off after their listeners went crazy, opposes vaccine mandate, and will not enforce vaccine mandate at company. All it took was Dana White and Alex Jones and a few other people saying, we're not going to enforce that here. Boy, courage is contagious. Like Aaron Rodgers, he's been dropped by a healthcare sponsor after vaccine comments. Well, he's not dead from a heart attack. And again, since when do all these companies bully you if you question anything that any other company does? Whatever happened to my body, my choice? Here's another one. Two Texas children injected without authorization while trick-or-treating at a church Halloween party where they'd set up a vaccine immunization center. They gave them adult-size injections, and one is already in the hospital. That's in Garland, Texas, a suburb of Dallas. Meanwhile, Google's parent company takes another major step towards pharmaceutical industry. They basically merge together. And then they can not let you complain on Google platforms when they kill you or hurt you or rip you off. Parents increasingly worried about being forced to vaccinate young children as Biden tightens the mandates. Oh, a big report on Infowars.com that I suggest you share with any doubters out there about how deadly these shots are. Watch physicians and medical scientists holding summit on defeating COVID authoritarianism. The full summit's posted at band.video. And it just goes on from there. We're going to go to break, and then I'll get to Jimmy Kimmel and his incredible disinformation and Sesame Street targeting children and lying to them. And Pfizer running ads saying you'll be a superhero. Yeah, you'll have a heart attack and die in many cases. Or you'll have an autoimmune disease, or you'll have heart swelling for the rest of your life. And 23 to 56% of children that ever get even mild or medium myocarditis die within 3 to 10 years of heart failure. That's from the NIH. What an, ooh, that's quite the superhero. Pfizer ought to have an ad. It's the new superhero, heart attack. The new superhero is Grim Reaper, death. Children, you'll become a superhero of death. You'll be so powerful, you'll no longer be alive. When you take the experimental shot, absolutely incredible. Coming for our children, what are we going to do? We're going to break, come back with all that. And please remember, we've only got 7 more days of this. It's the biggest sale of the year. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. That's free shipping on the T-shirts, on the books, on the films, on the documentaries, on the survival gear, on the shortwave emergency radios. There's so much cool stuff. All of it at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got 4 new Made in America and printed right here in Texas, New Braunfels, south of Austin. Amazing ball caps. I forgot. These things are the best caps we've ever made. Very proud of them. InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and back in stock is Brainforce Plus, an amazing clean brain boost, nootropic, next level, back in stock, 50% off. Ultra 12, highest quality medical pharmaceutical grade B12, take it under the tongue, even tastes great naturally, it's just naturally sweet. Oh, for your body, your stamina, your libido, your energy. It is, ladies and gentlemen, 60% off. We only do that once a year. And we haven't had it in over 2 years. There's a supply chain breakdown even before that. We have the very best amazing superfood out there. It is Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, now stronger, more concentrated, and better tasting chicken broth with chaga mushroom, bee pollen, a huge, lavish dose of high-quality turmeric, and more for inflammation, everything else. It is back in stock, Ultimate Bone Broth, and discounted at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. Stay with us. If a hurricane is smashing into the Gulf Coast, and I make the prediction that it's going to cause flooding, that's not a prediction. You know it's a hurricane. You know it's got a lot of water. It's going to dump. It's going to cause flooding. So it wasn't a prediction 20 months ago when I said the UN order to lock down the world economy is going to cause a chain reaction that's going to cause supply chain problems for years that's going to starve tens of millions to death. And now it all happened. 25 million extra dead, hundreds of millions on the verge of starvation, and the UN that ordered it's running around being the savior. Listen, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. And now the first world's becoming the third world. So listen to me now. We've got the highest quality storable foods, the lowest price you're going to find, ready to ship to you right now at 10% off until November 15th. But after that, the prices are going up. We cannot suppress prices anymore. So protect yourself, get high quality storable food so you're self-sufficient, and fund the InfoWar today at 360 Win at InfoWarStore.com. It's time to get your food.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Do I need to recap here the basic facts that COVID-19 has killed less than 20 children under the age of 10 in the United States in the last 20 plus months? That's the numbers. And that almost all those children, in fact, everyone we looked at, had comorbidities. Some of them so incredibly deformed that they didn't even have IQs. Most of them have the different disorders where they're babies, born without brains, One case, a little baby that died up in Michigan had a disease where the intestines are on the outside. The baby had been alive for less than a year outside its mother. Then they just put COVID on the death certificate to get the $53,000 that the hospitals get if they say it's a COVID-related death. Even USA Today admits that. So last year, it was mainly hype. Now we've got the vaccine damage, and we've got Pfizer admitting and the British Medical Journal confirming last week that shedding is happening and it's creating the variants. And so that's why you see the numbers all over the world of double the chances of getting COVID and higher chances of being hospitalized or dying. That is just amazing. But now they're coming after our children who have a higher rate of getting sick from the vaccine than even adults in the official studies they rolled out, where we now learn from whistleblowers in the Pfizer study in Texas, this is now mainstream news last week, that they covered up adverse reactions in the trials. Well, of course. So they didn't do the trials beforehand like they're supposed to. Then they started trials once the rollout happened, and now they're trying to cover up what really unfolded there as well. So here is Sesame Street, ladies and gentlemen, targeting little children at home to scare them about viruses and make them think that a big drug company cares about them if they just get this put in their body so they'll ask mommy and daddy to give them the shot. I mean, this is worse than tobacco companies targeting children or if Seagram's targeted children, which they didn't ever did. I mean, this is a form of pedophilia, in my view. I mean, just like a pedophile wants to molest your child, have sex with your child, defile your child, destroy their innocence. It's about power. This is the exact same thing. It's about power and control. And it's a war crime against humanity and our children. Here it is.
Elmo, but I have to say it's wonderful to actually see all of you. It also sounds and looks like you and your families have been staying healthy.
Oh, I have a way I've been staying healthy, Dr. Sanjay. Look.
Does Rosita have a boo-boo?
Oh, honey, no, I mean, this is from my COVID vaccine. My mommy and my papi took me to get it this morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Rosita, that's great. Getting the COVID vaccine is a great way to stay healthy.
See, my mommy and my papi said that it will help keep me, my friends, my neighbors, my abuela, all healthy.
Your parents are absolutely right. You know, COVID vaccines are now available for children 5 years and older. And the more people who get them, the better we're going to be able to help stop the spread of COVID.
All of that's a lie. We have the head of the CDC just last week saying 96% effective and no side effects. That's like saying a hot stove won't burn you or playing in traffic won't get you hurt. Sanjay Gupta that got his clock cleaned by Joe Rogan a month ago. Already seems like 1,000 years ago. What a sick joke. Even old Sanjay Gupta's wife, somebody told me, wants to basically divorce him because she's so ashamed of him pushing these vaccines. And I think she should leave him. He's a monster. He's a dirtbag. And now he's on Sesame Street pushing this poison on our children. Absolutely outrageous. And he knows exactly what he's doing for his 20 pieces of silver. But if that isn't bad enough, the rape of our children, because I told you it was coming. It was announced in San Francisco, now L.A., now other New York saying, we want vaccine passports for children as well. So when your child tries to go in the grocery store or to church or anywhere, they're ordering every place of business or worship to check your phone and the app that you're fully vaccinated. I walked in Target today and there was a big sign saying, unless you're fully vaccinated for your protection, please wear a mask. The vaccine doesn't protect you. It's not a vaccine. It's a gene therapy that erases your immune system in their own studies. And they know in the studies that it particularly hurts children. And now when all these children get hurt, just like they did in the trials, they're going to cover it up. And that's how the corruption works. Just like the pedophiles got into the Catholic Church. And the Catholic Church covered it up so they were able to take over. And the same thing with the Boy Scouts. It's the same phenomenon. And now when all these kids get sick and die, there'll be an even bigger cover-up. And we'll accept more evil because it's too evil to fail. It's too big for people to wake up to. And now San Francisco is saying, you've got to do it. You've got to take it. Evil, 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 evil. Now here's Jimmy Kimmel, who they admit gets talking points from the federal government, all the late night comics do, because they're comics posing as newsmen when they're really just government vomit merchants. And they'll say a joke that's funny and then say some disinfo. They'll say a joke that's funny and then stab you with an attack on asking questions or doing your own research. And it's all just despicable. Here's Jimmy Kimmel making fun of people. It's a long clip. I won't play the whole thing. But just the very first few minutes, he makes fun of sports people that do their own research. You shouldn't do your own research on medical stuff. You shouldn't have any rights. You should just shut up and do what they say. Here it is.
Southern California, where as of yesterday we started giving the vaccine to kids age 5 and up. Finally, our kids will be able to go to bars and nightclubs again. Isn't that great? This has been a very bittersweet week for children. On Sunday, you get a bag full of candy. 3 days later, you get a needle in your arm. Welcome to life, kids. The White House is doing their part to get shots in us. Team Biden today announced that more than 100 million American workers are required to be fully vaccinated by January 4th. And if I know my fellow American workers, everyone's going to be super chill about that.
Hey, boss. You can hear this is canned laughter, by the way. That's why they took away the crowds for a year and a half, bring them back, but also add in the laugh track. That's a laugh track. People laughing at forced inoculation, laughing at tyranny. Let's continue.
Drunkest friend at a bachelor party, Joe Biden's going to make sure everyone gets shots. A lot of people are wondering what it will be like at the office now with this vaccine mandate, how we will know who is vaccinated and who. And for those who are wondering that, this is what it's going to be like.
Guys, welcome to my vaccine status reveal party. And now the moment of truth. Am I vaccinated? Let's see.
When it says yes, he's good. But then it says not, they all put mask on and run away.
I'm not vaccinated.
Oh, he's the bad man. It doesn't protect you. It's a lie.
I miss those office parties. I really do. Hey, speaking of unvaccinated coworkers, there's some potentially good news for Kyrie Irving of the Brooklyn Nets. They have a new mayor in New York, Eric Adams, who says he's going to reconsider the city's vaccine mandate when he takes office in January. If that happens, it could mean Kyrie will be back on the court. I just hope he's able to finish his research first. You know, he's been doing his own research. What if he enjoys that so much he decides to become a researcher full time? Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is in quarantine right now. A-Rodge tested positive yesterday for COVID and will miss Sunday's game against the Chiefs. He'll be watching it from Mahomes. And no one seems to know.
No way, he's totally fine. I just said.
He hasn't vaccinated. He hasn't been wearing a mask, even where it's required. And at one point,
oh my gosh, he's not wearing his. And he just goes on how bad he is and how stupid he is and everything else. Kimmel. You look like a mongoloid. I'm sorry. You're a joke. I bet your ancestors were like mutated on some other planet. It's like it's probably happened before, and now you want to mutate us like you, don't you? Now you want to destroy us and our generations. I got to just let some truth slip, okay? These damn creatures. We'll be right back. Stay with us. God damn. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, November 4th, 2021. That means you've only got 10 days as of taping this to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling items. We have Winter Sun at 50% off. So good for your body, so good for your immune system. 50% off. We have Ultra 12 at 60% off. That is the lowest we've ever gone. It is so good for your libido, your stamina, your immune system, your whole body taken out of the tongue. 60% off. We've got a bunch of products sold out for a long time, like Brain Force Plus back in stock, 50% off, and we have Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's now Bone Broth Plus. So it's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, 20% off, and it's even stronger than the last formula we had. It is amazing for your whole body, amazing for your joints, amazing for inflammation, and it funds the InfoWar, which is so important in the fight against the New World Order. So thank you all for your support. With supply chain breakdowns, I recommend you get your Christmas shopping done now and have it done, and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Sold I to the merchant ship. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong
by the hand of the Almighty.
By the hand of the Almighty.
Hand of God.
We forward in this generation.
Next hour, I'm going to host coming up on Sunday Live. Got some big interviews and a lot more and a ton of news I haven't hit. I'm going to blitz through news as soon as the next hour starts. I'm going to give you my view and what happened at the Travis Scott Astro World conference concert. But everybody's saying satanic ritual. Everybody's saying they must have been on a bunch of drugs. Of course people were drunk and on drugs and a bunch of other stuff. But at this concert with Travis Scott at Astro World, he's the big celebrity. He was the headliner, and you had a bunch of people that had come there. You had 100,000 folks, and as soon as they saw him go on the stage and things got exciting, they rushed forward, and they didn't think about what they were doing or the power they had, and they crushed the people in front of them. That happens at Mecca all the time, where sometimes hundreds get crushed. It happens at shrines in India, where hundreds get crushed. It happens all over the place. That's why people need decorum and need to be in control of themselves. And that's why I wouldn't get near these modern rock and roll concerts or these modern rave parties or any of it, because people got hurt when I was going to them But I have, in the last decade, gone. Some of my older children wanted to go. I said, yeah, okay, I'll go with you. I'll see what it's like. And particularly hip-hop and particularly stuff like that is super dangerous. And it's a travesty. But I'm going to get more into it. You have the country music thing shot up in Vegas. I understand live music's fun. I understand the energy's fun. I understand that. But now they want you to take vaccines or shots to go to it and all the rest of it. And it's just things are falling apart. Now, again, I'll get to it more next hour because there's more to it. Yes, the selfish band, even though when they knew people were being hurt and killed, did not stop things and did not say get back for a while. And there's a lot of videos of that, people trying to climb up and even tell the roadies to stop it. And people are so selfish and so evil now that they just kept going. Because obviously the people up on stage were so bombed out of their brain as well. A bunch of drunk and drugged out people together is not safe. So, you know, Rolling Stones got in trouble in the early 70s, or was it late 60s, I forget, with the famous thing out in California with the Hells Angels, where things got out of control. Well, that's basically what just happened at the Travis Scott Astro World Festival. And sad for those that died and the hundreds that got trampled and feel like they're dead. But, yeah. I've seen the video and they're screaming, people are getting hurt, people are being stomped on, and the leader of the thing, Travis Scott, runs out to this precipice out, this promontory out over the crowd, and he just starts singing, looking down approvingly at it. That's why folks said, hey, this is some kind of satanic ritual. The whole damn thing is, folks, anything out of Hollywood, anything out of these mainline people is bad news. It's all got a bad spirit. And I didn't notice stuff this bad with my children, but you know, when they were teenagers, let them go get a taste of it and then not like it and then not want to go anymore, like they both, my older children, 19 and 17 now, and don't want it because I went and showed them and pointed it out and showed them how trashy it all is and the rest of it. And a lot of folks love concerts. They're addicted to it. They love the energy. I'm not blaming anybody who likes concerts. I'm saying the Hollywood system, the people that own all this, are going to use it to make you give them IDs, make you take poison in your body, and then you're going to be also around a bunch of other drugged out, out of control, exploitive people, and it's not a place to send your teenagers. I'll tell you that. Things are degenerating. I mean, I wouldn't tell somebody to go downtown in Austin at night anymore. It's not because I'm some old man now and can't handle it. They had 78 shootings at one apartment complex in Austin. They didn't used to have 78 shootings in a year in Austin. Stuff is just falling apart. There is a degeneration happening in the public. We've lost God. We've lost our spirit. We're in a trance. We're in a daze. You look at people, you can see they're in a daze. They're not even self-aware. They don't even know what's going on. And that's information that by the middle of December, very focused, very cogent, very well put together, Alex Jones production, bigger than a film, more important than a book, that's going to be coming out by mid-December, maybe even earlier, that I'm going to be telling you about very, very soon. I'll begin by the end of this week to begin to let you know the title of it and what it is. So look for that by the end of the week. And then by early December, you're going to be getting a glimpse of it. And I'm telling you, if you put this into function and you become aware of this, we will bring down the New World Order with God's help very, very quickly. And I've proven that I'm not somebody that's playing games. We've proven that we've got God on our side, thanks to God and thanks to your prayers. No glory goes to me. And we've got a mission here. And we're going to go to the next level. And I'm very thankful to all of you for keeping us on air over the years so that we'd now be here at this time. And we're going to do our best work together coming up here in the very near future. Okay, let me tell you what's coming up on Sunday Live, usually hosted by Owen Schroyer from 6 to 8 p.m. Central. It's not just Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan that are awake now. It's Russell Brand. And I was sitting there realizing that Russell Brand and his wife at the time, and then, of course, his wife's father, contacted me and basically said they were big listeners and I'd woken them up and they listened every day. And then he ended up leaving that wife, and all the rest of the story. And Russell talked about it on Joe Rogan's show when he was on there last year. Hopefully Russell will come to town soon and come on both our shows. And Russell's been on the show a few times, and I've interviewed him outside the show. But he's got some gatekeepers around trying to keep him on the show, but I'm not really worried about that. But we can, again, not take credit, but say InfoWars was one of the main influences on Russell Brand as well, and now it's all over the news. They go, what is he, Alex Jones? He's the new one. Well, no, it's not the Tucker Carlson or Joe Rogan or Russell Brand of the new Alex Joneses. It's more like this. And I was having a conversation this weekend with one of the people I just mentioned. I'm not going to say who. It's just an interesting story. It's not name dropping. And it was myself and one of these big talk show hosts talking, and there was another person there talking, and it was over the phone, and it was a three-way conversation, and we're talking about everything that's happening and people waking up to the vaccines and all the stuff that's going on with Rogers and White and all of it. And they're like, yeah, man, it's like people are saying, you're the new Alex Jones. And it's like, no, no, no. I'm not the new Alex Jones. I love this. He said, Alex Jones is Morpheus. And all of us that are waking up are basically Neo. And that's the archetype, but it's true. And so, yeah, I'm not in the archetypal sense the Keanu Reeves character. The ethos of coming out of the Plato's cave, coming out of the pod. I'm Morpheus. And all of you that have been for decades, some of you 50 years fighting tyranny, aware of this new world order, we stand on their shoulders. A lot of them are tuning in right now. A lot of folks have been listening 28 years. We're all Morpheus. And we are literally educating and waking up the public to realize how powerful they are to overturn this system. And when they realize the power they have and take the red pill, the adventure begins. We show you how deep the rabbit hole goes, and we win. And so it's just so cool to fight tyranny. It's so cool to go with God's plan. It's so cool to go against the grain when you know you're right. And then to live. Most trailblazers, most mavericks don't get a chance to live to actually see their work come to fruition. And I'm getting a chance to see it. It's still going to be a rough road we're going down, but we're not going to get caught flat-footed. So I want to thank all the listeners for keeping us on air, because you are Morpheus as well. Those of you that have been the missionaries and the trailblazers and the emissaries and the ambassadors of freedom against the globalists, promoting this show and the interviews and the articles and the videos and the documentaries, those of you that did this, you literally deserve way more credit than I do, because there's millions of you. And what you did was 99% of the work. As Ron Paul would always say when he was getting the credit for things, he'd say, I'm just a focal point of this. And then Ron Paul helped build the Trump revolution. And Trump wasn't perfect, but that builds a bigger revolution. And it's all a process. And we're getting stronger. The globalists are getting weaker. And everything they've thrown at us is a response to try to suppress us and keep us under their control. So this is the animating contest of liberty, and I'm just blessed to be here, and I want to thank from the bottom of my heart all of you for what you've done. Thank you. All right. Some stations don't carry Sunday Live. They should, but it'll be at band.video and freeworldnews.tv and a lot of other places. So tune in and share it. I'm coming right back in 2 minutes.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Give up.